This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington.
Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. So great to see you. So here I am, got cold hands, my feet are warm, got some new Wellington boots, thanks to an amazing friend who helped supply some resources to be able to replace my boots. They lasted really well. It was 5 years ago, 4.5 years since I had my boots, but they were leaking and they were kind of losing more grip. And now I can go down muddy slopes with more confidence. My feet are warm and dry, and having good equipment like that, good boots, that's my favourite, most important piece of equipment, I think. So there we go. So it's breakfast time. Hi, girls. They're all kind of happily munching, mostly. Got a little bit complicated. I noticed as I was coming down, or before I came down, that there was a pair of geese. We got two pairs around at the moment. And I think they're some of our originals. They know the place. And they were wandering into the alpaca field. Now, the girls are all down in the stable, but they came past the hay feeder in the field and kept going. And I just saw two of them. And then I noticed that actually the other two were in the field. Now, this is the kind of stable paddock area where I normally feed when it's not too wet and muddy and horrible. Nice sunny sharp frost morning, so I thought I'd feed the girls over there. But there's two pairs of Canada geese in the field as well. They wandered away. They weren't too clear about what was going on and whether they wanted to be in the middle of it. Thank you very much. So I went up and put the food in the trough. So they moved away and then they started honking, and then they decided, no, enough, please. So they took off and they flew over the top of the alpacas and flew over me and back into the safety of the lake and the car park. So they're having a good old feed, and they were looking for grass in the alpaca field. And they do that, and they're very happy to just kind of wander in and wander out. Occasionally we get little traffic jams at the gates where the alpacas and the geese are both trying to come through at opposite directions. But they managed and they sorted themselves out. So everybody currently, because the food's in the bowls and the troughs and they're busy, everyone's quite happy. But I foresee a moment not too far away when the levels will have gone down enough that they'll start arguing about which food that it can get access to. Generally, the girls have been very happy and they've been out grazing a lot. They've got their usual routine, of course, and where they go. I'm tempted to take these coats off these old girls, and then we have a really unexpected, I think, not, it's a stronger frost than I was expecting last night. So I think it was going to be cold. I knew it was going to be cold, but I didn't realise it was going to be a frosty morning. No ice on the water, it's not that cold, it was sort of grass frost. So a little bit of extra protection for a bit longer for the old girls. I'm keeping an eye on everybody and seeing just, are they doing all right? They seem to be. Everyone seems to be pretty much ticking along very nicely. And the birds are doing all their thing. You can hear in the background. They're doing their thing of making their presence felt. I'm the biggest one around here, and they shout loudest. They compete, and you can hear them nearby, further away. And I'm seeing things that I'm seeing. Oh, there's a magpie. Oh, that's interesting. The magpie right at the top of the hill now, perched on the top of a tree. This branch it's perched on, how did it get there? I mean, it is so thin, and it's sort of bouncing around on there. They do very well to land, to alight upon a fairly small branch, knowing that it's going to hold them. We've heard a lot the last few days. We heard a lot of jays. There's a lot of noise. It's a raucous sound. not a pretty call, but there's quite a lot of activity. There was a number of them all shouting around the same sort of area. I've noticed in previous years you get a jay year, and they're in the ascendancy, and then another year is a magpie year, and there's a lot of magpies around. Not seen so many magpies just recently. Who knows? This year, on current evidence, I would say it was more of a jay year, but we shall see. And this morning there were some red kites up off the top of the hill. It's an old, relatively old. I mean, oak trees are older trees anyway. I'm not sure how ancient. I don't think it's ancient woodland, but they are big, old oak trees. And up on the top of one of those is a nest. And there's a pair of red kites who stay around regularly. There was a bit of other activity going on. I couldn't work out exactly, but there were five red kites around. And they circled over and I don't think it's coincidental, but they went over near where the boys were. The boys are over in the sun on the hillside on the far side. They like it being in the sun in these cold mornings. There's crumbs left in, and that was somebody being told they were too close, so that was just a little spit there. So the boys have been enjoying themselves over in the sun, and coincidentally, these kites were kind of circling around that area, at least from the angle I was looking. That's what it looked like. I don't think it had anything to do with the boys, but there we go. So, so these five of them, all kind of whizzing around with hardly any flaps of wings. And then the two, which are the ones with the nest, headed back for their hilltop. They kind of obviously, I don't know whether they chased after or I'm not quite sure what the process was, but they were over anyway. And okay. Hermione has been a lot more bossy of late since we lost Millie. She's kind of stepped up and she's now definitely the matriarch, and she's there's a bit of something going on. And she's been a lot more assertive about who's allowed anywhere near her or her food. So it's the little noises of alpacas doing their thing. Yeah. So we've got a few dry days. Good opportunity to get in and clean up some of these fringes. Help the girls see a bit more. Yeah. No, they're all right. They're all pretty quiet still. That's good. So we're kind of in that in-between phase where it's spring's on the way, but not here. Grass is starting to grow, but not much, as much. It's around about 10 degrees centigrade, it seems, is the kind of the cutoff point. If it's over 10 degrees, then, and I can't do the immediate quick conversion for that. I must learn what the conversion is.
So I checked when I could, and 10 centigrade is 50 Fahrenheit. Anyway. There you go.
You can work it out. So 10 degrees and the grass will grow. Below that, it's just there, but it's not going to do much. But there's little signs, and I'm seeing green things which are growing, which are the nettles. Oh, really? First, always, and they're now much more in evidence. I saw the first ones last week, and now there's a lot more going on. And it's useful. I'm doing my standing around watching the alpacas. Just who's where? What's going on? Who's doing what? Is it all normal behaviour? Who's at the back? Who's at the front? Who's being assertive? Who's normally assertive and isn't? All those kind of things are good to be aware of and just notice as you go. Apart from that, it's just really nice being around them, isn't it? So being around and noticing with intent, but also just being around and just seeing what you can see, just enjoying the colours. They've changed a bit again. They've been grey. Oh no, they've gone back to grey again. Some of them are definitely still grey. Oh, you're so dirty. And others are starting to fluff out again, and all the bits come off. All the dust comes out of the fleece, mostly anyway, out of the tips, and it becomes a fluffy ball of fleece around the body again. And yeah. So we've got a few months yet before we do any thinking of shearing. There's a few that need tidying up. There's a couple with skin things that I'd like to just clean off some areas where I know they can get attention from flies, and we'll get those sorted out so that we got a clear sight, and there's no hidden pockets or places that I can be surprised by fly strike, although you always are. Not many flies yet. Not much sign of slugs and stuff yet. They'll come. Not that it has any major impact on the alpacas, but any food left in traces of food left in the troughs, then the you do get quite a collection. You can get quite a collection of slugs who are coming over to clean up after you. But no sign of them yet. It's still too cold. They'll be hibernating somewhere, tucked away in a safe place. And as it starts to warm up and stay warm, then they'll emerge. But they like it wet, of course, so they've got the damp corners that they want. So the girls are back to finish their food in the troughs, and they're now half of them are up on the grass, and they're eating the grass. The other half are standing around because there's a man here with a phone talking. And so we'll stand around just in case there's any extra food coming our way. Is he going to put any hay out? Well, do you know, I could. There's a bit of space. I could put some hay out for you, because I think that's probably what you need. Inside or outside, girls? What do you think? I think I'm going to put it outside, because that will encourage you to move on and be outside. But also, it'll mean when you loop around and come back, the hay feeder will be a place where you'll congregate. So I'll put a bit of hay out in the outside one. Varies a bit how much they're going through, as to how much grass there is and good grazing. Wet days, they're in a bit more, and therefore they're not out grazing, and therefore they eat more hay. And sometimes I've got my rations, and I think how it's going to work through the days, and they disappear. The bales of hay go they go through them really quickly, because they've been indoors a lot, because it's been a lot wetter. So there's this balance, isn't it, really, of finding what's an appropriate kind of maintenance level of food to be giving them? When do you need to step that up and give them a bit of extra? And I know there are places that have still got snow and there's no grass to be seen. You know, how do you do that? Well, that's when the hay comes into its own and the other feed and stuff. So you need to be aware of those things. Not just randomly giving them extra because you feel guilty because you're in your warm house. Does that sound like it's something I've done before? Oh, do you know, just occasionally it is. I kind of go, oh, they must be really hungry. And sometimes they are, and I try to respond to that. But other times they get extra food because I'm feeling guilty or feeling whatever, and so I give them a bit of extra food. That's not the best way to manage these things. You need to have an idea and a plan and work with that. So we shall get those. So they're definitely standing around waiting for more, the ones who are near me. The other ones are definitely getting on and grazing. So I'm going to carry on with my little chores, a little bit of sweeping up and stuff and mucking out to do, a little bit of food preparation for later today, and some hay to put out. That's it, I think. Good to see you. Now, if you can, do what I've done and do some standing around. Try and find a sunny spot. Mine's been in the shade and I'm quite cold. My hand is freezing cold now, the one holding the phone that I'm doing this recording with. My own fault. I could have put my glove on, I know. So, yeah, if you can, go spend some time with your alpacas and let me know what you see. steve@alpacatribe.com. Hope to see you again soon. Take care. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.